This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alan Pollock. Alice can't be joining us today because she's off at a management retreat. We always miss Alice and her segment, but we've got Alan Pollock, and he just flew up to New York and diving into a meeting and took time to dial in. So what's the tech update today, friend?
Thanks for having me. There is so much going on, and I'm going to bring up a topic. I'm going to bring up a couple really cool things, but I'm also going to bring up a topic which we sort of tailed off on last, what consumers are thinking. And I thought this was kind of cool, Dave. Be Smarty launched a kiosk that you can put at an open house or at a builder site. So you just Google it, check it out. It's pretty cool. They even list a couple reasons of why you could or couldn't be successful if you haven't worked with them. I'm putting a kiosk out there. But, you know, I think going back so many years ago, even when I was a loan officer, I used to print out, right, different sell sheets. And I know that there's a new wave of doing that today, especially, you know, total cost analysis with our friends over at Mortgage Coach, and there's many others doing different things.
Yep.
But putting an actual kiosk out there, will that or will that not work? I don't know the answer to that, but I thought it was very interesting to see that. Also, you know, everybody's talking about blockchain. It's going to be great, but it's too slow, or I don't see it fitting, or there's going to be too many ledgers to subscribe to. Well, Vanguard, and we all know Vanguard, they're a pretty big company. Yeah. They're now using blockchain technology to help manage $1.3 trillion in index funds. They're a 44-year-old mutual giant company. Since February, they've been using blockchain to ingest $1.3 trillion worth of funds, or one quarter of its total $5.2 trillion in assets. Many financial institutions have been implementing this, so this story actually comes from Forbes, and they have a list called the Blockchain 50. Forbes is on the top of that. Vanguard's on the top of that list.
Yeah, Vanguard. Yeah, yeah.
And you want to check out this article. There's all great pieces of information. Almost all of their customer accounts are now on blockchain. So if you don't think blockchain can work, think again, because I do think in the right environment, in the right setting, with the right money and technology, it can definitely work. And then Dave, a couple quick little things. Notarize just rolled out an e-closing platform with the Texas-based Thrive Mortgage. So now consumers can buy, sell, and finance their homes from Starbucks or in their underwear, whichever they feel better doing. Also, Closing Corp just put out what they call Smart Engine. Now, I've been working with Closing Corp in the past. You know, everybody knows that they have a lot of great fees, and they've been the one go-to vendor for a while. There's a couple vendors now. So what they're basically saying is, you know, they've just got new technology that supports all of the lender's information, the overlays, the investor fees across channels and platforms. So you want to check out Closing Corp. This one is pretty cool. I've heard a lot of people talk about income analysis, right? That's one of the next areas of going with digital enablement. Yep. So you want to check out IndyCom Global Services. They just launched what they call Income Genius that automates the income calculation platform. We could spend a whole podcast on that, by the way, because it has to do with acquiring data and OCR and you know, approved day one certainty vendors. And so, but great. Go check it out. Income Genius. And then I want to talk about a survey from Fannie Mae. This comes back to what we talked about with that TD Bank survey from last week.
Right.
So it's called Consumers Continue to Overestimate Mortgage Requirements, and Lenders Have an Opportunity to Help Close the Knowledge Gap. And so you know that they do these quarterly surveys. And so what this one basically says is that the vast majority of Americans prefer home ownership over renting a home. So we know that, right? We know times are good.
Yep.
And although many are uncertain or mistaken about the qualifications required to get that mortgage. And so what they're saying is, despite an increased exposure to credit scores and online resources, consumers' understanding about what it takes to qualify has not improved since their original study in 2015. And so they surveyed 3,000 people, and they did a comparison since 2015. Here it is. They're saying more consumers report seeing their credit score recently, but close to half of those cannot recall what it is. The second thing, although the usage of online sources of mortgage information is becoming more common among consumers, they still overestimate the minimum credit score and down payment necessary to qualify, and they're unfamiliar with low down payment programs, which we briefly mentioned last week. And lastly, Fannie Mae is saying the lack of mortgage qualification understanding is pervasive, even among current homeowners, who say they are actively planning to purchase a home in the next 3 years. And, you know, what's most important is that what we think we're doing for consumer education, you know, as we continue to talk about filling the funnel, right, and whether it's chatbots or it's different marketing strategies, we really need to educate the consumer. So if you, I'm just going to go back to last week, you know, TD Bank, they did their sixth annual mortgage service index, same topic. And what they said, first time in 6 years, the top three sources of information used by home buyers did not include online sources. I'm going to say that again, because we've been saying the opposite.
Yeah.
For the first time in 6 years, the top three sources of information used by home buyers did not include online sources. Here's what TD Bank says they came from. So realtors brought over 51%. The local bank, a representative from the local bank, brought over 42%, and family and friends were 38%, signaling that prospect buyers, as TD Bank calls them, are seeking personalized advice and guidance. So there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of needed understanding. There's a lot of education. And so when you talk about all the different ways that we do digital marketing and engagement with folks,
right.
The loan officer is never going to go away. We need to help. These folks want to talk to somebody. We just need to help get them engaged. So a lot of great feedback and content in there. Yeah, but it's a good topic.
It's a hot, hot topic. And I want to, because you're doing some very significant work in this area, Alan. I mean, I wish everyone could understand all that you're doing and how much you're doing. I think you're fast becoming the digital marketing expert in the nation. Honestly, I mean, with at least how we can be tech-enabled. We have a tech-enabled LO, we have a tech-enabled consumer, and when we bring the two together, we should have LOs dramatically increasing the amount of loans they can do in a particular period of time. Because while the consumer, you know, has all these tools, they do, as you say, want to talk to somebody. But they still want to do a lot online. So let me ask it as a question. I started asking it rhetorically. Sure. Are you seeing, does this suggest that consumers are wanting to get their general information, do their discovery with people?
They do.
Or do they just, That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, there's
because we're not seeing that.
There's a whole bunch of great information online. Consumers want to do the research online. They want to learn about what's available.
That's what I was saying.
And then they want to pull, I like to call it pull the ripcord, but then they want to pull the ripcord and say, now I want to talk to somebody. But they want
to
go
now I'm ready
educated,
to talk, yeah.
That's right, into those conversations. And I got to be honest, you know, you think about what did today's conversation have to do with technology? Well, if you think about what I said first with Be Smarty putting the kiosk out there and then coming through all of the different updates, right? The kiosk starts with the point of sale. What do you put in front of that consumer? Do they know anything about a mortgage? Or do you present someone that just got married that's getting their first condo or townhouse for, you know, a low amount of money? And do you teach them about a mortgage in that kiosk? Or do you have them fill out and you capture all their income, right? Like our normal digital mortgage systems. And we have to figure out what is that fine line by where we educate versus just draw them into the process. And then we need to use as much data and automation in the back end. So I think it's safe to say that not everybody has engaged with a digital point of sale just yet. I think not all the point of sales are perfect. They're all great. Just like I said last week, I think all the LOS systems are great. They all offer something different and unique. And now it's how do we bridge all these systems together to really put together a platform that answers to our specific customer. And I know, Andy, you brought up something last week when we talked about, or the week prior, when we talked about being able to know your customer, survey them, understand, you know, the financial data, where does it cost you money, where does it not cost you money. But it's all one big picture that has to be painted. But yes, David, so that's how it all finalized this week.
Good stuff. I know I wish I could have you stay involved in the Hot Topic segment, but you got to run off to a meeting. Appreciate you dialing in from New York City, live from New York City, a hotel near there.
I'm from New York. Good to be
here. Live from New York. Appreciate it, Fred. Have a great trip this week and successful business meetings for you, man. Appreciate it. Talk to you, Alan.
Talk to you. Thanks.
Thank you. You bet.
You've just heard an audio clip from Lickin' on Lending, and here are the sponsors that make this show possible.
Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, Resex, Warehouse Lending, a division of United Bank. So good to have them as our newest sponsor. The MBA, Lenders One, and the Mortgage Collaborative, the two co-ops in our advertising group, as well as Velma, Knowledge Coop, and Vidyard.